And in this half hour, Joe Garagiola will give you several good reasons why the double feature championship bouts, which will mark the debut of the new Madison Square Garden, leave a bit to be desired. Can't say that, or shouldn't, about this group, the Harpers Bazaar. Nice. What'd he say? Pets, you know, like goldfish. But they're a lot of trouble. You've got to feed them, groom them, walk them, keep them off the furniture. Well, here's a nice lady named Alice Scott, who's an editor of Show Dog magazine, and she has a lot of household hints about the care of pets.
Alice, how do you propose to stop the shedding that plagues so many dog and cat owners?
Well, I wish we could, right, because it really breaks up a household. But, you know, during the fall and spring, and, of course, going into winter, Roy, this is a major problem, the shedding of the pets' coats in the homes. And many suggestions might help. And as long as you ask me, I'd like to say that a smooth-surface cotton rug can be easily laundered. And, of course, the vacuum cleaner always takes care of that extra hair on the wool rugs. I mean, as I told you before, if you give a little wheat germ oil and a little brewer's yeast, that helps the condition too, and get the old brush out and get some of them out. However, hair has a way of getting beneath the loops of a loop-type rug. Hair, such as your poodles, will show up more in a dark background, and so you might choose a color that doesn't contrast too sharply with the color of your dog or your cat.
Isn't there some way, though, that you could keep the pets off the furniture in the first place?
Well, a lot of us decided that the best thing to do is give Fido his own overstuffed chair, but so he can just destroy that as much as you want. But a dog can be trained, really, in seriousness, to stay off the furniture. And if you haven't the heart to disturb him, use linen slip covers on chairs and divans, which are easily laundered. You can toss them on or toss them off and launder them weekly. And a washable rug is very good to put just inside of your door to keep the dog and cat tracks away, you know, on a rainy day, so they don't go trick-track into the house. I think a wonderful new product out is a dog wick that you can buy, Roy, which are placed in the folds of the chair, which will, when the doggie goes over toward it, he'll find it very offensive and he'll go away.
Well, what about those occasional instances where even the best-trained dog or cat slips and makes a mistake?
A pet stain, and that is really a problem. They've always been hoping to find a stain remover. There are a few on the market, but if you should happen to have a pet and you have wall-to-wall carpeting, which is so expensive, and the family dog or cat does stain it, just take some paper towels or clean cotton cloths to absorb as much of the moisture, you know, as possible. You just apply a solution of one part, well, white vinegar to three parts of tepid water, using a gentle rotary motion. And you rub it with clean cloths, and after the spot is absolutely dry, then you wash it with a mild detergent. But Roy, you'd be absolutely surprised if you knew how wonderful and effective just ordinary club soda can be in removing pet stains on your carpets.
You did say club soda.
I did.
The bottle stuff with the bubbles in it?
It'll have two uses in the house, at the bar and on the pet stains. And so when you sum it all up, no wonder we have so many multifarious problems. I'd like to mention we have today 26 million dogs in America and 29 million cats, and really parakeets are chirping all over the world and are outnumbering all other birds with 71% of the total votes cast for the parakeets. And canaries rank second, and of course your tropical fish are at the top of the pet poll too.
We've been talking to Alice Scott all about pets and their problems. This is Roy Neal, NBC News for Monitor.
Something in your smile speaks to me. Something in your eyes shows me the way and helps me to say the thing that I could never say to you. Something in you is rich and rare, and there is something more. Something in you is everything I've never known before. Something of your charm clings to me. Something of your warmth stayed in my heart and made me a part of you for just a little while. So think of me as something in your
Bennett, good singer type fella. Good sport Joe Garagiola coming up shortly, so stay on the Monitor Beacon. 18 minutes after the hour. Nice time to return to Monitor and to return everything you borrowed in the past year. Make a list while Engelbert Humperdinck entertains you with his name.
But that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I had for you. Guess I could find somebody new. Can you leave without regret?
With Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. Here's Joe.
Two title bouts for the price of one. A very expensive price. That's the gamble that I'll be back to talk about after this from State Farm.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door, watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company? And that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowner's insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug, over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowner's policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Madison Square Garden has announced that it'll bring boxing into their brand-new garden on Monday night, March 4th, and they're going to bring it in big. They're putting on two championship fights for the price of a single ticket. Now, if you say that fast, it sounds like quite a bargain. But when you go over it slowly, there are a few drawbacks. First of all, one of the bouts will be advertised as the one which will decide who is the heavyweight champion of the world. That isn't quite accurate, though. What the winner will be is the heavyweight champion of New York State. Now, if any other state athletic commissions decide to go along, that's gravy. Massachusetts might go along. There's currently a heavyweight elimination tournament going on, also for the purpose of naming a new champion. It's easy to find fault with that tournament, except that the eight men who were the original entries were all rated in the top 10 in their division. The Garden Show will match Joe Frazier and Buster Mathis, and Mathis isn't ranked in the top 10. The problem here seems to be that no matter who wins the elimination tournament, no matter who wins in the garden on March 4th, naming a man as champion isn't all that it takes. Boxing commissions can't make a man a champion. They can call him a champion, but it's the public who really make the big decision. The other fight on the garden card will match Emil Griffith against Nino Benvenuti for the world's middleweight championship. Now, this fight seems to make more sense and also to be a better attraction. But it has a drawback, too. They fought each other before, each man winning once. Benvenuti won the first fight and was very impressive. Ring Magazine put his picture on the cover and suggested that he might be the greatest fighter ever to come from Italy. But the rematch took some of the luster off. The best indication of that is the fact that this bout is part of an indoor doubleheader. Which brings us to the price of the tickets. The Garden has been scaled up to where ringside seats will sell for $100 each. This is the first time an indoor fight in New York has ever been offered at those prices. Right after the end of World War II, boxing was in a boom, and the public was clamoring for a fight between heavyweight champion Joe Louis and challenger Billy Kahn. The fight was held in Yankee Stadium, and ringside seats went for $100 each. Receipts for that one were just under $2 million. And that was before there was any television, closed circuit, or otherwise. But the public isn't really clamoring to see Buster Mathis fight Joe Frazier. And they're not even all that choked up about Emil Griffith and Nino Benvenuti. It makes you wonder if the Garden hasn't stuck its neck out pretty far. They won a successful night, not only because it's their first boxing show, but also because guarantees and expenses will mean they'll have to take in $500,000 to break even. They won a full house, and a $100 top is going to make that a little tough. I can't help feeling that the boxing public is being tested at a time when things should be made easy for them. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Here's one of the 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Ma'am, what do you think?
Well, I think everybody should love one another.
I mean, what do you think of 101 cigarettes?
Oh, I think that silly millimeter is silly.
How about the taste?
Well, that's not silly. I'd like it even if it wasn't 1 millimeter longer.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
You love them.
By the by, Joe, our Garagiola, is also a regular weekdays on NBC Radio. And every weekend you get the best, most complete, accurate, and colorful coverage of sports right here, so... Other Things by Artie Kornfeld. In South and Central Louisiana, you hear it on WJBO Baton Rouge. Brief pause for all the stations on the line, then Monitor returns.
I'm Bob Considine. You know, it's nice to be a part of the Monitor family. Weekends here on NBC Radio.
5 minutes of virtually continuous music. Next on Monitor, the only interruption coming after the performance of the music of The World A-Turnin' by the Strawberry Street Singers. We could tell you what it is now. We don't do things that way around here. You've been waiting for. Here's a lover's concerto by the Hutch Davy Convention on Monitor. Thank you. Have to go anywhere at all if you don't want to. Choice is yours, of course. And as far as the program you listen to, the choice is yours, of course. But monitor ain't all bad. We try to make it worthwhile with lots of interesting, entertaining listening. H. Morgan here.
It's knowing you don't try to buy my freedom with some promise made of gold. That for you my door stays open and our love becomes a simple two-way street. And it's knowing we're not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on some column now that binds us, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I'm drifting through the marketplace and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Oh, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and you were gone. I still might walk for hours, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you moving on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. The shutters creak in autumn winds that make me draw inside myself and sigh. Cross-legged now I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves across my yard, and laying down my hairbrush, I lean back within my window seat and smile. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
On monitor, Patty Page. Next, On the Line with Bob Considine. Brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi. A lot of friends of mine suggested to me at the New Year's Eve party, while I was dancing with the lampshade on my head, that maybe I should take it easier in 1968, even go on a diet. Well, here it is well into 1968, and I'm still on that diet. I'll be back to tell you how dull it is after this. You know, most of us don't really understand major medical insurance and why we need it. Here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Most people have some insurance that helps pay the average hospital bills. But what about the major expense of a sickness or accident that requires extended hospital and home care? That's the need that Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection helps you meet. It helps pay the big bills. Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection can pay up to $10,000 in benefits for each one in your family, for each sickness or accident. It can help pay for hospital, doctors, and surgeons' bills, drugs, nursing, and medical services, both in and out of the hospital. Who needs major medical protection? Everyone who can't afford $10,000 in medical bills. It's good protection against rising medical care costs and worth adding to your present insurance. See your local Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on major medical protection from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Every time a super pill comes on the market, allegedly capable of stripping the weight off you in great cascades of lard, Somebody in the government in Washington runs it right off the market. There was that enchantingly named book of a few years ago, too. I think it was called something like Be a Drunken Glutton and Lose 10 Pounds a Day. Sold like hotcakes. Created a great number of drunken gluttons, too. The government stepped in and burned the book or something, depriving those who had bought it of their most absorbing reading matter since Gone with the Wind. The trouble with dieting, I find, is that you must cut down on or cut out the only things you really like. A further trouble is that everybody you know is on some other kind of diet, which contradicts the one you're embarked on. Just when you're patting yourself on the back for having lost an ounce or two around the earlobes, you'll inevitably run into a friend who will say, "Hi, fatso, why don't you try Dr. Blatzoff's Wonder Diet?" You say, with a whimper, "But I'm on Professor Wolfgang's Miracle Diet." Your friend looks at you as if you were mad, and he says, "You must be kidding. That's last year's diet." Then, of course, he pulls out the front of his trousers and shows a gap, much more narrow, actually, than, say, the credibility gap. One guy I know urged me, "Go on the best diet of all, the fruit diet. Fruit for breakfast, fruit for lunch, fruit for dinner, and fruit for a midnight snack. You can hear your waistline shrinking." Well, I tried that for a day or two, but then ran into another friend who seemed on the verge of fainting dead away when I gave him the fruit bit. "Stop," he said. "Stop before you drop stone cold dead. You're killing yourself. Don't touch fruit. Not even in a banana split." "Which happens to be the diet I'm on," he said. Dieting does something to a person psychologically or psychopathically. When you know you're too fat, wild horses couldn't drag you to a scales. When you know you've lost so much weight that your old suit, the one with the wide lapels, fits you as it did years ago, wild tigers couldn't frighten you away from the scales. In between, well, that's the bad period. Suppose after the agony of passing up those French fried potatoes and that beautiful chocolate souffle, you stepped on the scales and weighed more than you did the last time, even though you had made these sacrifices. You'd look around for a gun. Or should you take a chance, hold your breath, jump on and off the scales, and perhaps learn that you had lost a pound even after eating that watermelon? Could you restrain your joy? I guess the fatties of our land can trace their troubles to the machine. My old man ate like a horse all of his life and never weighed 160. But he worked. The machines won't let us. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, a final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes. Most Mutual of Omaha policy owners are paid within 24 to 48 hours after they apply for benefits. When an independent research company asked, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" of the thousands of policy owners replying, 97% said yes. Mutual of Omaha pays fast. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen again later today to On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, here on the Monitor Beacon. If you have two left feet and have trouble keeping in step, why not just listen to Jack Jones instead?
Dio, come what ti amo. I still can hear her sing. Oh, God, how much I love you. Yet I walk away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms.
was long ago.
On the Winter Olympic sport of luge. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental. This is a direct recording from Riverside International Raceway here in California, where Lincoln Mercury has just come up with three big winners in the 1968 Union Pure Oil Performance Trials. This is an all-round test of total performance, acceleration, braking, fuel economy. Open competition run by experts under the official supervision of NASCAR. And these Mercuries have shown us a clear-cut competitive edge with more winners than anyone else. In the deluxe V8 class, it was a big Mercury Park Lane that outscored half a dozen other great cars. In the medium V8 class, a sleek Mercury Monterey hardtop beat everyone else in sight. And in the intermediate V8 division, the all-new Mercury Montego proved itself a real winner with a score no other car in any class could beat. This week, you can drive the cars that have proved their total performance in open competition. See them at the home of champions, your Mercury dealers.
Luge is a relatively new Winter Olympic sport. Staged for the first time in 64, but well known in Europe. As a result, Americans aren't expected to fare too well next month in Grenoble. A report on luge from U.S. Olympic team member Jim Murray, talking to Monitor's Ed Sharman.
Jim, what kind of sport is luge? Could you explain it to us?
Well, it's just mainly a sleigh riding sport. It's what every American kid does. It's just going down the hill on a sled. The only thing is we refine it. We put it on a track. We set up a track. We ice the track and set up an ice base. We make curves. Especially designed sleds, rules, and it's just a competition, much like sports car driving and bobsled racing.
You don't get on head first?
No, you're not allowed to ride that luge head first. Luge, or rodel, as the Germans call it, has to be ridden sitting down, feet forward, and from there on, it's up to you. The sled is only allowed 44 pounds maximum, its weight at the bottom of the run. As you get off the sled, any weight over 44 pounds and you're disqualified. It can't be over 18 and a half inches wide, I believe, and 4 feet long. It's in that general specification. And this sport is a setup. It's not favorable to either a heavy person or a light person. A heavy person will go faster in certain spots, but you'll have more trouble in curves. A light person won't go as fast, but he'll get a higher average speed.
What are some of the highest speeds you hit?
Oh, I couldn't say on my highest speed or anybody in the United States too much because we haven't had the equipment to time us. But the highest speeds, of course, were recorded in Poland some years ago at Krynka, a neighborhood of 84 miles an hour.
Are tracks standardized throughout the world?
They're not standardized, but the Olympic Committee sets up in the FIL, Fédération Internationale Luge, which is a French organization, which is the international governing body. The sport says that each track has to have so many left-hand turns and so many right-hand turns, And these turns must consist of so many degrees, and also there must be a labyrinth in it, which is a series of curves, just one after another, usually 180 degrees, and then 180 degrees the other way. And that is about the only governing on it, except for the length. The length, in order to be eligible for international competition, has to be, I believe, over 3,400 feet long, or 3,400 meters long. And it can go all the way up to 6,000 meters, but that is really a long course, and it's real hard on riders to do a course that long.
What is the leading country as far as Olympics now are concerned in Luge?
The leading country right now, and has been, is East Germany. The East German government, of course, is like most communist governments. It completely supports the sport. These participants, they get all the sleds. They've got the best sleds in the world. They got all the money they need in the world and all the time they need in the world. And their only other rival is West Germany and possibly the Austrians.
What type of protective clothing do you wear?
The only protective clothing that is required is a helmet. You must wear a helmet in any type of competition, but any other thing is up to the rider. The more you wear, the bulkier you get. It's like sports car driving or anything else. You wear a lot of padding. Of course, you can't feel what you're doing.
Jim, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
We've been talking with Jim Murray, a member of the U.S. Olympic Luge team. This is Ed Sharman reporting for Monitor Sports.
And NBC Radio will cover the Winter Olympics in Grenoble beginning on February the 3rd. Now a word about Autolite.
Le Mans, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won, the Ford Mark IV. A $100,000 car with $1 spark plugs. They're Autolite plugs, the same kind you buy. How come $1 plugs in a $100,000 car? Because there are no better plugs, not at any price. Get Autolite spark plugs for your car, whatever kind you drive.
For the most complete coverage of the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor, where you also get the best from the world of Musica. The best of both worlds by a young lady named Lulu.
Best of both worlds, that's what you want. All your way, that's not my way. I won't tell you, I couldn't bear to. It's time for you to choose which love you'd rather lose. Could you love her and forget me? Are you sorry that you let me? What we've been through means nothing to you.
strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette, a silly millimeter longer than the 100.
Make it fast. Time is money.
You're an accountant.
No, a clockmaker. And I think you're kidding about that extra millimeter in case you're interested.
How about the taste?
I think you're serious about that. I don't blame you. It does taste one better.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
I don't need to get wound up about it.
Les Rood and Theme to Candice. Morgan here, over there at the beginning of the next hour, latest NBC Monitor News.
The latest news now is on the air. Key to for sports and view now from everywhere.
Singing I've Got to Be Me from the new Broadway musical Golden Rainbow, starring Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, currently playing previews at the Schubert Theater, 44th Street West of Broadway. Tickets are on sale now at the box office, so buy seats today for Steve and Edie in Golden Rainbow.
Daring to try to do it or die, I've gotta be me.
What made you women become WAF officers?
Well, when I graduated from college, I had half a dozen offers from different firms. Some of my friends went ahead and took these jobs, and they're still right where they started. The United States Air Force gives you executive responsibility, and you get regular pay raises.
As a WAF officer, you too can be in a position of trust and leadership in one of many interesting fields. Get in touch with your local United States Air Force recruiter. It could change your job, as well as your life.
Long John Neville versus Benny Casal, former state chairman of the ADA, Monday night at 8 on WNBC, New York.